remain standing, let us pray. Lord Jesus, we ask you now to help us to remain with you always, to be close to you with all the ardor of our hearts, to take up joyfully the mission you entrust to us, to continue your presence and to spread the good news of your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever had a time in your life when a big decision needed to be made? Hello. It causes you to lose sleep. Did anyone ever lose sleep over a decision that had to be made? A couple people. To toss and turn, unable to turn your mind off. Has that ever happened? You keep asking God to give you a specific direction, but you never receive a sense of certainty. The issue, the problem, or the decision needs to be dealt with, but you have no idea where to go or what to do. And we all want to walk in the will of God, to be convinced that any action we take or words we speak are the one that God desires for us. The truth is, God has a place where you and I can be the very best for him. God has a place where you and I can be the very best for him. This is a really simple statement, but I believe it could have a profound effect on how each one of us determines life's major decisions, where to go, what to do moments. The reading from Acts provides some insight into discerning, proceeding, and staying in God's will, purpose, and plan. Paul is in the second of his three missionary journeys. He has parted ways with Barnabas. There had been a disagreement, we read in Acts 15, to go back and visit each city where they had previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the newer believers were doing. Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark, but our friend Paul disagreed strongly, and this is where we find out interest, since John Paul had deserted them and had not continued with them in their work. Wink, wink. A little bit of a problem there. So Barnabas and John Mark, they set off for Cyprus, and Paul, along with Silas, traveled throughout Syria and along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And we read that during the night, Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece was standing there pleading with him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." So, Luke writes, "We decided to leave for Macedonia at once, having concluded that God was calling us to preach the good news there." Having concluded they were to go to Macedonia, they went. Now, sometimes we will receive specific instructions, and there will be times when we must wait upon the Lord. But after seeking the Lord and receiving neither a yes or no, we simply have to step out in what? Faith. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do the work of discernment. Of course you should. There will be many times we might have to follow a general leading on decisions, not knowing the outcome, but trusting that God has a place where we can be the best for him. If we never move unless we see fireworks, get knocked off a horse, or see our path written in the stars, we will reach the end of this earthly life, which, by the way, goes really quickly. Has anybody noticed that? We will leave this earthly life with little to show for our time here. There will not always be strong winds or earthquakes or fire. More often than not, God communicates to us in a still, small voice, which, if we are too busy fretting, worrying, and talking, we won't hear it. Does that make sense? Makes sense to me. Paul and Silas took the long way around before they arrived in Macedonia, and many things were accomplished on the way. Scripture records in Acts 16, and so churches were established in the faith and increased in numbers daily. And as they walked, God directed their steps. This is from Psalm 37:23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of our lives. Discerning God's will is important, but we have to want to be in God's will. I may say, "Well, I want to do God's will, but I really don't want to do that. It's not the same. If you and I want, truly desire to be in God's will, even if sometimes we may not be totally aware of it, we will be in His will. If our desire is to walk in the way of the Lord and we step out in faith, God will not pull the rug from underneath us. Doesn't happen that way. Why would God do that? Being in God's will does involve our desire. And there's this wonderful line from Jeremiah 29, 11, 13 that most of us are familiar with. For I know the plans I have of you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Praying, listening, and seeking. If we do all three, God will do the rest. God communicated with Paul in a variety of ways, which included divine visions, direct intuition, counsel with other believers, guidance through prayer, insight through scripture and prophecy. And God still communicates that way, sometimes more than others. And I think if we look back over major decisions we have made in our lives, we could have received confirmation through prayer, insight in scripture, counsel from friends, or listening to our intuition. Coincidences are the steps of God in the sands of time. Paul listened to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. He desired to be in the will of the Lord, and he sets out for Macedonia and lands in Philippi. That's where he lands. The Jewish community in Philippi was too small to have a synagogue, to which required only adult males could go to. But on the Sabbath, they went outside the gates by the river where there was supposed to be, a place of prayer. And they spoke to the women who had gathered there. Paul went to the river looking for the male Jewish leaders and found women. Hello. You guys got to start looking for us, I'm telling you right now. And at the water's edge, he meets a successful businesswoman named Lydia. Lydia, a worshiper of God. I love this line. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was being said to her. Lydia was in the right place at the right time, listening to Paul, who himself had listened to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and obeyed. And there he met Lydia. Her heart opened by the Spirit, she would become the linchpin of the church in Philippi. Lydia and her household are baptized, and the first thing she offers is what? Hospitality. Come in and have a cup of tea. She invites Paul and others to stay at her house. Her spiritual gift is hospitality, an ability to make people feel welcome, acknowledged, important, and worthwhile. We know who have known people like Lydia, who just by their sheer presence makes us welcome, who welcomes us to feel they're at home. Perhaps you're one of those people, gift of hospitality. I think people maybe who have the gift of hospitality don't apologize when people come over and their house is a mess. I don't know if that's true or not. If you have this, it's a wonderful gift and one in which we are called to use often. And that includes in Christian communities, in churches too. Paul, desiring, obeying, and staying in the will of God, founded a church that day in Philippi. It was a community of faithful believers that in the days to follow would bring him great joy, supporting him financially and spiritually. And Paul's letter to the Philippians is one of the warmest of the epistles and is often referred to as the letter of joy. For us in the church today, let us remember that like Paul, being and staying in the will of God requires being still, turning off Facebook, turning off Twitter, and putting mute on the baseball game. I'm just telling you that. Our desires, prayer, listening, trusting, and sometimes just stepping out in faith. If you do not hear a specific request from God, there is always a general direction. As God had a plan for Paul's life, he has a specific life, a specific plan for our lives. And no matter what we accomplish, we will never be considered successful in God's eyes until we walk in his way. Sometimes that will is not clearly discernible. In those cases, we seek God and then operate under the guidance of his general direction. And then we can set out, putting one foot in front of another, saying, God, I will only go as far as you lead and no further. I believe that you have set before me doors, some open and others shut. I will walk through the open doors and I will stop at the closed. For your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us pray. Jesus, you are the door, and in you we have peace. Grant us this day knowledge of your truth, and keep us always desiring your will. For this is about your glory, now and forever. Amen.